hello, hello. Here's Malika with an episode from Sri Aurobindo about patience and perseverance. The power needed in yoga is the power to go through effort, difficulty, or trouble without getting fatigued, depressed, discouraged, or impatient, and without breaking off the effort or giving up one's aim or resolution. One who has not the courage to face patiently and firmly life and all its difficulties will never be able to go through the still greater inner difficulties of the sadhana. The very first lesson in this yoga is to face life and its trials with a quiet mind, a firm courage, and an entire reliance on the divine Shakti. "I shall try again" is not sufficient. What is needed is to try always, steadily, with a heart free from despondency, as the Gita says. You speak of 5.5 years as if it were a tremendous time for such an object. But a yogi who is able in that time to change radically his nature and get the concrete, decisive experience of the divine would have to be considered as one of the rare gallopers of the spiritual way. Nobody has ever said that the spiritual change was an easy thing. All spiritual seekers will say that it is difficult, but supremely worth doing. If one's desire for the divine has become the master desire, then surely one can give one's whole life to it without repining and not grudge the time, difficulty, or labor. Impatience is always a mistake. It does not help, it hinders. A quiet, happy faith and confidence is the best foundation for sadhana. For the rest, a constant opening wide of oneself to receive with an aspiration which may be intense, but must always be calm and steady. Full yogic realization does not come all at once. It comes after long preparation of the adhar, which may take a long time. In a more deep and spiritual sense, a concrete realization is that which makes the thing realized more real, dynamic, intimately present to the consciousness than any physical thing can be. Such a realization of the personal divine, or of the impersonal Brahman, or of the self, does not usually come at the beginning of a sadhana, or in the first years, or for many years. And it comes so to a very few. But to expect and demand it would be taken in the eyes of any experienced yogi or sadhak as a rather rash and abnormal impatience. Most would say that a slow development is the best one can hope for in the first years, and only when the nature is ready and fully concentrated towards the divine can the definitive experience come. To some, rapid preparatory experiences can come at a comparatively early stage. But even they cannot escape the labor of the consciousness, which will make these experiences culminate in the realization that is enduring and complete. It is not a question of like or dislike. It is a matter of fact and truth and experience. It is the fact that people who are cheerful and ready to go step by step, even by slow steps if need be, do actually march faster and more surely than those who are impatient and in haste. It is what I have always seen. What I mean about experiences simply that you have created your own ideas about what you want from the yoga and have always been measuring what began to come by that standard. And because it was not coming to expectations or up to that standard, telling yourself after a moment, oh, it is nothing, it is nothing. That dissatisfaction will lay you open at every step to a reaction or a recoil which prevents any continuous development. The yogin who has experience knows that the small beginnings are of the greatest importance and have to be cherished and allowed with great patience to develop. He knows, for instance, that the neutral quiet so dissatisfying to the vital, the eagerness of the tzaddik is the first step towards the peace that passes all understanding. The small current or thrill of inner delight, the first trickling of the ocean of Ananda, the play of lights or colors, the key of the doors of the inner vision and experience, the descent that stiffens the body into a concentrated stillness, the first touch of something at the end of which is the presence of the divine. He's not impatient, he is a rather careful one, not to disturb the evolution that is beginning. Now, certainly some sadhaks have strong and decisive experiences at the beginning, but these may be followed by long labor in which there are many empty periods and periods of struggle. But sincerity is the thing. And it means more than honesty. It means that you mean what you say, you feel what you profess, and are earnest in your will. As the sadhak aspires to be an instrument of the divine and one with the divine, sincerity in him means that he is really in earnest in his aspiration and refuses all other will or impulse except the divine's. You see, sincere is simply a word, an adjective, meaning that the will must be a true will. If you simply think, I aspire, and do things inconsistent with the aspiration, or simply follow your desires or open yourself to contrary influences, then it is not a sincere will. To be entirely sincere means to desire the divine truth only, to surrender yourself more and more to the Divine Mother, to reject all personal demand and desire other than this one aspiration, to offer every action in life to the divine and do it as the work given without bringing in the ego. This is the basis of the divine life. No one cannot become altogether this at once, but if one aspires at all times and calls in always the aid of the divine Shakti with a true heart, with a straightforward will, one grows more and more into this consciousness. Men are always mixed, and there are qualities and defects mingled together almost inextricably in their nature. What a man wants to be, or wants others to see in him, or what he is sometimes on one side of his nature or in some relations can be very different from what he is in the actual fact or in other relations or on another side of his nature. To be absolutely sincere, straightforward, open, is not an easy achievement for human nature. It is only by spiritual endeavor that one can realize it, and to do it needs a severity of introspective self-vision, an unsparing scrutiny of self-observation of which many sadhaks and yogis are not capable. It is only by illumining grace that reveals the sadhak to himself and transforms what is deficient in him that it can be done. And even then, only if he consents himself and lends himself wholly to the divine working. The one condition of getting rid of things is an absolute central sincerity in all parts of the being. And that means an absolute insistence on the truth and nothing but the truth. There will then be a readiness for unsparing self-criticism and vigilant openness to the light, an uneasiness when falsehood comes in, which will finally purify the whole being. For you see, the most important thing for the purification of the heart is an absolute sincerity. No pretense with oneself, no concealment from the divine, or oneself, or the guru. A straight look at one's movements, a straight will to make them straight. Now, it does not so much matter if it takes time. One must be prepared to make it one's whole life task to seek the divine. Purifying the heart means, after all, a pretty considerable achievement. And it is no use getting despondent, despairful, because one finds things in oneself that still need to be changed. If one keeps the true will and true attitude, then the intuitions or intimations from within will begin to grow, become clear, precise, unmistakable, and the strength to follow them will grow also. And then, before even you are satisfied with yourself, the divine will be satisfied with you and begin to withdraw the veil by which he protects himself and his seekers against a premature and perilous grasping of the greatest thing to which humanity conspire. A sincere heart is worth all the extraordinary powers in the world. We shall pause here for today with this episode. That's a good line to close with. A sincere heart is worth all the extraordinary powers in the world. We shall continue next time. Thank you for tuning in to Auroville Radio. Marlenka signing off.
This is Auroville Radio. Voices from the City of Dome.